Ow!
Tyler, what are you doing?
I'm drying my laundry. Doesn't everybody do it this way?
No. But you've given me a great idea.
Welcome to Junkyard Wars, the show where we throw together machines out of chucked away junk. It's the semifinals, and that means that the pressure is on our two teams as they fight for a place in the finals. And a shot at this, the solid junk, rust encrusted 24-karat Junkyard Wars trophy.
The semifinal challenge is to make big, powerful machines that can throw a washed-out washing machine. The teams will get 3 attempts each, and whoever lobs their laundry the furthest will be catapulted through to the finals.
In Brilliant Blue are the High Flyers, a team of top dogs led by the ex-governor of North Dakota.
Hi, I'm Ed, team captain of the High Flyers. My teammates are Rolf and Bob.
The Gov and I got to know each other through his brother skydiving.
The Gov is a leader and an organizer, and he's great with engines of all kinds.
We are the High Flyers.
The High Flyers plowed their way through the first round by building a crazy car dozer that took no prisoners.
To help the High Flyers reach for the skies is expert Rob Ballantyne. He's an authority on medieval weapons and unwinds on weekends by jousting in full armor. But he's never gone into battle with washing machines before.
In gorgeous green are the Superchargers, 3 sparky speedsters from Pennsylvania.
This is CJ.
I'm Jason.
Team Captain Steve here.
We have built some of the fastest, cleanest imported sports cars in the country.
We have no competition.
We are the Superchargers.
In the first round, they kicked sand in the faces of the opposition with their down and dirty dune buggy. Yeah!
Boosting the Superchargers' chances is German weapons expert Anthony Felden. His passion is reconstructing Roman weaponry, but does he know anything about lobbing laundry?
Hey. Superchargers!
Yeah! Yeah!
High Flyers!
Yeah!
Teams, welcome back to the Junkyard and the semifinals. Now, you two teams know a thing or two about flying, right?
Yes! Yes.
Okay, well, that kind of knowledge is going to come in handy today, because I want you to make my underpants. I want you to make them fly.
Of course, now this being the semis, it's not going to be that simple, because those underpants are going to be housed inside a less than airworthy washing machine, which means that you will have to build strong and powerful machines to throw that heavy load as far as you can.
Now, as you know, you've got 10 hours to get your machines built from the time that our mighty car crusher crushes that little car. Are you guys ready?
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Come on, let's go!
Yeah.
Let's go!
All right. Oh, we're gonna throw a washing machine. Oh, man, I've never done that before. All right. Hope you have.
Well, let us get back to the times where precision was not as important as the trust.
So it's a catapult. We're going to make some kind of catapult
go
or a cannon,
back
maybe, or what?
2,000 years in time and make a catapult. Here is the arm, and this is going to be a box.
The Superchargers are planning to make a giant catapult. They hope to strip a truck or trailer chassis to make the base and build the catapult's arm out of sturdy steel pipes. They'll nest one end in a twisted mesh of wire cable stretched across the chassis and use a winch to pull the top end backwards. On release, the tension in the cables will jerk the arm forward and propel the 150-pound washing machine into orbit.
Used to be in the cleaning business, but I don't know anything about throwing them. Does anybody have any ideas?
I got some ideas. I think one of the better ideas I came up with was the ballista. Do you guys know the ballista?
Ballistic?
I've seen them.
Okay, well, actually, they were designed to shoot something like a spear. It's like a crossbow, a giant crossbow, that is, on each side. A leaf spring from a car.
The old leaf spring.
Expert Rob is hoping to turn the leaf springs from a car suspension into the arms of a colossal crossbow. They'll weld them to a metal scaffold and link them by a steel cable, which will form a super sling to hold their washing machine. When they pull it back and release it, the springs should fire the washing machine forward. But the team is not impressed.
I have really serious concerns about this thing. I just don't think we can get enough travel out of the spring. I don't think we can find a spring that's long enough to get enough travel out of it to make this work. I'd much rather build a trebuchet. I may regret saying that. Show them what it looks like.
Okay, Rob, with the trebuchet, you've got, it's like a slingshot.
Rolf's idea is to take a shot at a trebuchet, a medieval weapon used to wreck castles. He plans to build two A-frames out of steel and mount them on a cut-down truck chassis. The trebuchet's arm will pivot like a giant seesaw and have a sling with the washing machine on one end and a massive counterweight on the other. When they release the arm, the weight will drop down, whipping the washing machine sky high. But expert Rob is not convinced.
The problem with the trebuchet is we need the, it's too large. We have to build it. It's just, it would take too long to build.
Make it so it takes apart. Comes apart.
Unless
it,
well, that's a lot of components to make.
Oh, man.
While the High Flyers are struggling to make a decision, the Superchargers are good to go.
Very good. So we understand what we've got to build. Truck frame and a winch, I think, is important. So why don't you guys go out and get it, man?
Isn't a trebuchet the obvious answer here?
To whip that, it's going to have to be so large that I don't think we're going to have the time to do it.
High time to make a decision before the opposition grabs all the goodies.
10 hours.
Let's go for it. Let's build a list. This is it.
You know, guys, we're also looking for pipes. If you can see some pipes,
why don't you grab some pipes, all right?
Steve, we got a cornucopia out here, man. It's awesome.
So we need some kind of a trailer frame or a truck frame, or, you know, we can work on this design while we're in here. Let's get that stuff out there, get started, and then, you know, we'll go as we go because we don't have a plan.
Yes, let's
go get it. Hey,
do it.
So it's going to be a trebuchet. At last, the High Flyers can take off.
The High Flyers need to make up for all their lost time, but Captain Ed and expert Rob still haven't finalized their new machine's design.
Okay, let's go 20 feet high. From here to here. From here, well, from here to here.
Whatever's closest.
I don't know if you think we want that.
We're claiming this frame.
To make things worse, the Superchargers have just found a rusty nugget, a frame for their catapult.
I've already claimed the trailer, so they cannot take it.
So both teams are digging through the junk like single guys, rifling through their dirty washings, desperately trying to find that one bit that will get them through the day. Don't go away.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where two top teams are making mad machines that can levitate laundry.
The Superchargers, speed shop junkies from Pennsylvania, are going for a giant catapult. They've already hooked a potential base, a so-called fifth wheel trailer as big as a whale.
That's a fifth wheel. I like that. But what about the truck frame? It's a fifth wheel. It's heavy. We can cut it in half and stack two, and then we'll have a big space in the middle to work with. Why don't we see if we can get that fifth wheel in here?
Easier said than done.
The High Flyers, businessmen from North Dakota, led by the former governor himself, are trying for a trebuchet, a type of medieval war machine. This wasn't their expert's original plan, so they're going to have to design it from scratch. All the scavengers can do is look for something to get them started, and what they need first is a base.
Say, Rolf, what do you think about this truck over here?
I like that a lot.
This heavy truck chassis is perfect, but there's a catch. It's attached to a heavy truck.
The steering is unhooked completely.
Bob and Rolf have to do major surgery. They're already behind, and this will hold them up even more. Back at base, Captain Ed and expert Rob are drawing up the order of the day.
Here it is.
Okay, but that is your next plan, is to get the fifth wheel trailer in here, yes?
For Captain Steve, it's simple. They need the trailer.
And we need that trailer frame to start cutting it and making the base.
But all they have to get started on is this.
That may be what we use to throw this bad boy with.
The basket is perfect for holding the washing machine on the catapult's arm.
Good deal. We'll bend it right in there and we got us a basket.
But they're still missing the rest of their machine.
Riddle me this, Chief. Why aren't we getting the fifth wheel down here?
The four-wheeler won't pull it. It's just spinning.
The High Flyer's truck is still under the knife, but Captain Ed and Expert Rob are already in rehearsal.
Do you want the honors?
You think it's going to work?
Well, that really works good.
Yeah, the whole thing went.
Scavengers Bob and Rolf have got nothing to laugh about. Cutting off the cab is turning into a nightmare.
The Superchargers are having more success with their base.
Yeah, Jason! You're the man! Yes, 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 yes!
Good.
That's what I like to see! That's it, man. Good job. Because it's going to want to fly forward.
That's
so if we anchor the back...
That's the only
Excuse
thing.
Me, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks like you've got your base, right?
Yes, we do.
Show me how this is going to turn into a catapult.
Well, I'll tell you, what we're going to do is this is going to be the base.
Okay.
Right in here is going to be wire rope that is actually a giant torsion spring. And then we're going to have an arm that we're going to draw back with a winch. Mm-hmm. And we are going to throw one of those washing machines in that basket. It's going to be gone. You won't see it. It's going to like disappear.
What is the crucial element, then, of your design?
I would say the wire, the torsion itself.
For their giant catapult, they'll string the cables tautly across the trailer frame to form a torsion spring, holding one end of their arm. When they pull it back, the cables will twist together, storing up potential throwing energy. But the superchargers have to come up with a way to wind up that spring without crushing the frame, or their washing machine will be going nowhere.
This design is 2,000 years old, and the Roman army was using it, and it was never beaten. So we think we will win today as well.
But was the Roman army throwing washing machines?
No. Heavy loads.
Rocks.
Basket with snakes, bunches of slaves, whatever they had handy.
Yes.
Why go with a different design idea? You just didn't like the kind of crossbow?
This is our motto, simple and strong.
Okay.
And the other one had springs on it, cables, winches, sleds. Everything had to be just right, and you had to get a springing mechanism that just looked like nobody trusted
they,
it.
They also wanted more power.
The High Flyer simple and strong trebuchet design has a truck chassis base with a set of pipes or rollers as a slide for the washing machine. Two A-frames support the trebuchet's arm. When the arm is released, the washer will move forward, rise into the air, and fly off. The longer the arm and the heavier the weight, the further the washing machine will fly. But if the arm isn't strong enough, it could snap in two. High Flyer scavengers Bob and Rolf still haven't managed to liberate their chassis. Captain Ed and Expert Rob can only stand and wait.
Okay, Ed, Bob is just making the last cut here, and they'll hook onto it with a forklift, and we should have the frame in there in just a few minutes.
We're ready to build, so drag it on in. Thank you, thank you.
On the green side, Supercharger Captain Steve has already started building their catapult. They're doubling up the trailer frame to make it into a base strong enough to support the pull of the torsion spring. And out in the yard, CJ has stumbled across the perfect material to make that spring, a rat's nest of cable.
Good heavy-duty cable. I mean,
it's heavy and thin, and turnbuckles and everything.
Yes, yes,
but it's all intertwined in a bunch of stuff. It's gonna take me and him both a good solid half hour to get it.
That's okay.
Let's go with that cable.
Out in the yard, the High Flyers are on their final cut, and their chassis comes rolling in.
Thing of beauty is a joy forever, huh?
Finally, they've gotten to first base.
Catapults are an ancient form of weaponry, but they're still in use today. Aircraft carriers use them to launch jet fighters from 0 to 165 miles an hour in just 2 seconds.
But today's judge prefers slower and older weapons. A blacksmith by training, he forges old-fashioned arms for the movies. Without him, Conan wouldn't be a barbarian, and Captain Hook would be just Captain.
Tony Swatton is a man who knows his weapons.
Good to have you aboard. We brought in the big judge for the big test. This is going to be one of our biggest ones, yeah?
It's going to be pretty wild. These are some big machines.
The High Flyers were originally going to go with kind of a crossbow design.
Right.
And then went with the trebuchet. Why did the High Flyers not think that the crossbow was going to be a good idea?
Well, the crossbow or ballista was originally designed for projecting missiles, you know, arrows and that type of thing. Not necessarily large masses like a washing machine.
Right.
I think their team just kind of vetoed the expert.
Does the trebuchet give you the optimum kind of throw for your money, so to speak?
You're going to get a lot of height and possibly some good distance. It's just a matter of fine-tuning it. Now, I don't know if they have enough time to fine-tune it because this wasn't their original design.
Well, let's go to the catapult. We've got the superchargers over there. Is it comparable to the trebuchet?
Well, it's a much earlier kind of design. The trebuchet, again, is using off the weight. This has got a torsion spring, so they're running cables back and forth, and that gives you tension. It's like the rubber band propelled airplanes.
Now, is this as dangerous as I think?
Cable on these things that have a release strength of about 5-10 tons per strand, and it's also cable found in a junkyard. So it could be pretty dangerous. The same thing with the trebuchet. They're quite dangerous machines. I don't recommend building them at home.
Can you give me an idea of where you would put your money?
Well, I know the catapult is most likely going to work with what they have there.
Okay.
So that's going to be with the superchargers.
We're going to just cut it off here. We're going to cut it off there.
And the judges' money may be safe, because the High Flyers still have to strip their massive chassis before they have a usable base. If only they'd known what they were doing.
If we'd have known we were going to cut it here, we could have saved a lot of time cutting that cab off.
All right, listen up, teams. Get the starch out of your shorts. You've only got 6 hours remaining.
Six hours.
No problem.
Let's do it.
We just started.
We're so far behind, 6 hours doesn't matter.
Ed.
Hello, Karen.
How's your big machine coming?
Well, we're a bit behind.
Yeah, tell me where you guys are in your build.
Well, we lost a lot of time when we started out with a different design, and now we're just getting started. So now we're going to build a tripod on top of this. And a swinging axle with a bunch of weight hanging on it, and we got to get going, or we're not going to get done.
The well-oiled green machine has ground to a halt. They're trying to decide how to turn an unruly bunch of cable into a taut torsion spring.
You know what we need here is we need two rings somehow where we can rotate that whole assembly.
The core of the catapult is the twisted wire cables, which hold the base of their arm. These act like a giant spring, and when they unwind, they'll jerk the arm forward. The superchargers must figure out how to twist the cables tightly so they can store enough energy to throw a heavy washing machine.
We just need two concentric rings, and the center ring needs to be hollow. The both rings need to be hollow, center on bearings, and that would really support, so the arm wouldn't be tipping, teetering all
they
around.
They would just, because otherwise,
you have to move these together, right?
The axle moves the wire.
It's not going to make this any tighter.
Yeah, your arm would stay right, and one would be rotating. They will be here locked together.
This will be good. All our cables can then run through here.
We interrupt this discussion for a quick chat with Tyler.
Sweetie.
How you guys doing?
All right, now we want to be sure that we don't do something and then have to undo it. I'd rather take 10 or 15 minutes now, discuss it, rather than 2 hours of wasted work.
It seems like there's not a lot going on. A lot of discussing and a lot of...
At this point,
that kind of thing. Where are we so far?
I'd say we're a little bit behind right now. I'd like to have some more time.
And so would the High Flyers. With half the day gone, they're only now starting to build their trebuchet.
Hey, it's nice and breezy up here.
Expert Rob is getting worried.
All I can say is holy.
It's like a scene from medieval times. Two giant siege engines taking shape in the build base. But we'll either have the energy to whip a washing machine skyward. Stick around and find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where today we're throwing a bit of a laundry party. Our teams are struggling right now, though, as they try to build crazy catapults to launch household appliances.
The High Flyers rejected their expert's idea in favor of a trebuchet. As a result, they're now way behind.
How are they looking over there, Rolf?
Pikers. Bunch of pikers.
This is where our pin will go in.
Things aren't looking much better for the Superchargers catapult. They still have to design the backbone of their behemoth, the spring mechanism.
Let's just do a tube inside a tube, dude.
Steve's plan is to weld the catapult's arm to a big tube. He'll slip a smaller tube inside and weld two car rims to the ends, forming an axle. He'll then run the cables of their torsion spring through cutouts in the rims. When he turns the rims, he will twist the cables, wind up the spring, and then lock it to the frame.
Now that they've got a plan, the Greens can look for the last missing parts.
CJ, when you get a chance, I need you to come over and look at this.
I found a winch on the front of a Jeep, man.
Perfect.
Look at this baby. Look at this baby. You want to come over and give me a hand pulling this winch out?
I'm on my way.
Set down on the top.
Tyler, you know, the word catapult is kind of a generic term for a throwing machine. I want to get specific here. The superchargers are going to be building a mangonel, which was based on a Roman design where torsion is what powers the machine. So it's twisted wires with something across them, and the twist of the wire, the torsion, is what's going to launch the washing machine. Now, that's a great idea. The High Flyers this morning with Rob were originally going to build a ballista, which is based on a design from the Greeks in the 3rd century BC. Actually invented by Philip II of Macedonia, Alexander the Great's dad, which is totally cool, but not a good plan, so they scrapped it. Are you with me? And so now they're going to be building a trebuchet, which is based on gravity to propel instead of torsion. It's a long arm, and it's got a pivot point, sort of a fulcrum, and when the long arm is pulled back...
So the Greens start building.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Huh? And CJ has made a find that sends Captain Steve into a spin, a winch, and it's working.
Jason, check it out, buddy.
High Flyer Rolf is also working on a pivotal piece of their puzzle, an axle for the hinge of their trebuchet's arm.
Hey. Our number one scrounger with a new rear end.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work great.
Just in your opinion, from what you've seen, are the High Flyers going to have enough time to get this thing done?
It's going to be close. The uprights are doing right now is going to be their most labor-intensive time involved. After that, it's just finessing the lever arm and everything.
Mm-hmm. Superchargers have got their hands full. That's a monstrous build.
It's an elaborate machine.
Where are they right now, other than, you know, up the coupe?
Again, similar kind of placement as the High Flyers. They've got to get that torsion spring in there and get their lever arm. And again, do they have adequate time?
The superchargers are switching into overdrive. They'll use the winch to pull back the catapult's arm. And the torsion mechanism is coming together quickly.
Let's get this lined up.
Ooh, it's a little bit warm from welding.
I like the way our stuff fits.
Skilled guys, they love metal. Steel is soft when the men are hard.
But the men aren't hard enough on the High Flyer side. They've struck a problem.
Yeah. Go stand there and look. You can see it.
Yeah, we need to cut out 3/4 of an inch. That sucks.
We got to pull down.
The uprights aren't the same length. They'll have to remove their axle, cut off the pipe, and re-weld it.
You better hurry. This is your three-hour time check. You're running out of time.
But we're back on track.
Oh, we'll get her done.
Watch your head now.
It's going to be a scramble for the superchargers. They still have to build their catapult's arm.
Welder from hell here. He can weld anything.
I see.
But Master Welder CJ seems to have lost the plot.
I still have no clue how to fit. He's explained it 4 times. I have no clue. I'm just doing my own thing. I don't know. No, not a thing.
I don't like to sit there and halfway through start second-guessing yourself and wondering, am I building the right thing?
What CJ doesn't understand is that the catapult's torsion cables run through holes in the car rims of Steve's axle assembly. They'll attach handles so they can twist the cable tighter. The arm sits in the center of the wound-up cables, and when they winch it back, it'll crank up the tension for even more firepower.
Once you start to turn, these two are going to twist.
Okay.
Even if he's not convinced, CJ starts welding the arm to the axle, the catapult's most critical joint.
Talk to me why that's so crucial.
Well, that's where the torsion is. That's where the torsion spring is, and that's where all the load is. That entire length right there is all supported right down there. So that's an important area.
Is there anything you're going to do to sort of supplement that?
Absolutely. There's plate over there. We were just discussing that. We're going to cut a piece of plate, lay it on the top and on the bottom, and weld it again. We're going to reinforce it.
The High Flyers have straightened out their leaning tower, and the A-frame is beginning to take shape.
I'm really glad our expert doesn't despise us.
Far from it. Expert Rob is finally excited about his teammate's trebuchet.
I think it's going to work.
It's looking better.
It's looking like something, you know.
Perfect. Perfect.
Now that the pivot is in place, the High Flyers can mount their arm.
Okay. Now we got to see if we're square.
That's right.
Scavenger Rolf is preparing for another long trip in the yard. His mission this time? To find a slide for the washing machine.
There are two places to look. The unimaginable and the obvious. You know, we got off to start where we didn't know what we were doing, and we had people chasing here and getting this piece, right. And everybody's kind of thinking about it in their heads, and it took us a while to gel the team, to get everybody on the same direction, putting the same machine together. Right. But, you know, we're back in the groove now.
The Superchargers would like to get into the groove, but they've got a weight problem.
Well, we learned one thing. It's very heavy.
Yeah.
That's where we're at now. If we take off 6 feet, it'll go right
up
to the top.
It's going to be excellent.
And 6 feet makes all the difference.
Hey, CJ, I can lift it by myself now.
You have 2 hours remaining. This is your 2-hour time check.
Just in time, High Flyers Bob and Rolf have found some rollers, the perfect slide for the washing machine.
Oh, that is it.
Do we have a scrounger or what?
That is it.
And the Superchargers are battling to finish welding the catapult's arm.
Supercharger team here has got the framework together, and they've got their torsion spring pivot axle on there. They just need to put the cable on it, and this would be functional.
To me, there still seems like there's a lot to do, just from the looks of it.
Well, there's quite a bit, but they've got the main, you know, portion of this completed.
So the High Flyers, are they flying high, or are they kind of like at cruising altitude?
They've got a beautiful looking machine. I'm sure it's going to work well. It's just, I don't know how far they're going to be able to throw it.
Well, which leads me to the question you know I'm going to ask you, and that is, where do you put your money? Right now you've got it over with the Superchargers.
You know, I'm sticking with the Superchargers. It doesn't look like they have much done.
Right.
But it is, you know, capable probably of throwing the piece a little bit further.
It's late in the day, but the High Flyers are still seizing bounty. Two massive forklift weights to counterbalance their arm.
This is perfect, Rob. This is exactly what I was thinking about.
What are you going to rest the washing machine in?
Well, it's going to be a strap system around it, and then there's an actual ring, which is attached to the end.
Down here?
Mm-hmm.
The ring is just going to let go?
Yeah.
The ring has to come flying off of here right before this pipe reaches its top apex. Mm-hmm.
The High Flyer's trebuchet arm has a weight on one end and a hook on the other, which holds a sling containing the washing machine. When the weight drops down, it'll send the washer up into the air. At the critical moment, the sling should slip off the hook and the washing machine should fly off. But if they don't adjust the hook correctly, the result could be disastrous. What happens, worst case scenario, that if it doesn't release?
the washing machine comes crashing down and breaks our machine in 10 pieces and we're done.
You guys got a lot of cable to thread.
Yes.
Are you guys going to be able to get this all done?
Oh, yeah.
How intricate is that as far as like the cable wrapping? Does it have to be done really precisely?
Tight.
Or
tight.
First
tight.
Of all, tight.
So tight's the key word.
Tight's always good.
Yeah. Tight. Do you have some contingency plans in case, you know?
You know, I like to think that I always have a backup plan, but at this point, I'm afraid to say that there is no backup
There's
plan.
No
this
backup
will
plan.
Work. It must work.
It,
it has
work.
To work.
But it isn't working on the blue side. The High Flyers' excitement about the slide has cooled.
I didn't realize this is this bumpy.
I didn't either. Okay, let me ask you this. What's wrong with just welding 4 lengths of this pipe in here?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a really good idea.
Oh, yeah, these are fine. Simple and strong.
Let's jump ahead to tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's time to test these things out. They're sitting there. They're in front of us. We're well far away because we don't want to get hit by anything. But how are these two machines going to perform?
I think the trebuchet for the High Flyers, they're going to get height. It's mainly flinging a piece very high, designed for overcastle walls. Right. Because of the size parameters of the washing machine, it may not get that far. But it looks like it's going to work.
Now let's talk about the Superchargers. Different machine.
Different machine, different mechanism completely, and flatter trajectory. Yeah. So they're probably going to do further distance.
Now what can go wrong for both of these machines, which will diminish the actual distance. And let's start with the high flyers.
Well, the main thing is the framework being narrow. If that washing machine hits it at any time, could destroy the machine. The other thing is the release mechanism. You have to have that sling working. Otherwise, you don't have the sling action on the top.
What can go wrong for the superchargers?
Well, you're relying on a cable that's found in a junkyard. That could snap. The whole launching pad is a shopping cart, which you don't feel too confident in.
You know, I don't know. I don't like it. You know, they can barely contain my groceries, let alone, you know, a washing machine.
The superchargers are worrying about their weight.
All right. What are we going to put on the front of this thing for a counterbalance? We need something dense. We need something like cast iron, or we need a chunk of steel. Something that'll fit in there. We don't have that much room to work with.
All right, listen up, teams. It's time to put this thing into the spin cycle. You have 1 hour remaining. This is your 1 hour time check.
It's down to the wire, and the superchargers still haven't finished their torsion spring.
And the high flyers are struggling with their counterweight.
Well, he's over there with the winch right now.
This is gonna work. That's the way I like it to fit.
All right, teams, five, four, three, two, one. Tools down.
You are done.
Tools down, teams. You are done. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
These guys are perfect. They're welders. They do everything. They think. They think instead of asking. They're good.
I'm confident. You have to be confident, but I'm confident. We have a good machine.
Very happy with how everything turned out. We're looking forward to it, and we're going to do it.
We were looking at a plan that had a spring on it. Our expert had a certain way he wanted to do it. We weren't comfortable with it. None of us liked it. And we thought we could build something that was more of a catapulty type thing, and did.
Trebuchet idea is a better idea, so I thought, yeah, let's go with it. So, but I think that's kind of what made us stall for so long, because we didn't really have a lot of unity on some of the ideas.
I'm glad we're done. I'm really pleased with the way it turned out. I'm glad we changed the plan. I think our expert's glad we changed the plan. And he's an expert at building either machine, so that really worked out for us. I feel really good about it.
The way it is here, you're in a hurry. We're trying to beat somebody, so you're going fast. And you get nervous, and you go fast. So that's the way it is.
The High Flyers ignored their expert and have built a terrific trebuchet from a truck chassis, pipes, and old forklift weights. But will it be strong enough to hurl a heavy washing machine, or will their welds crack under the enormous weight?
The superchargers have built a giant catapult from a trailer, a shopping cart, and a bunch of wire rope. But will it hurl them through to the final, or will their junkyard cable rip like old underwear? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Wars semifinal, where we're about ready to test the brute force of our junk-built laundry launchers.
We've taken the machines to a deserted California canyon to do battle. Each team will get three attempts to toss their 150-pound washing machine as far as they can. The team that throws their washer the furthest will fly through to the Junkyard Wars final.
As usual, we've allowed the teams 1 hour of tinker time before the battle begins.
Oh, yeah.
The superchargers are filling their counterweight tank with sand. It's heavier than water.
What I want to do is now go through the loop and then back here.
Grease is the word for the high flyers.
You are called the high flyer, so give me an idea of how high this machine is going to fly off of this.
We heard there was a rumor that they need a new laundromat on the space shuttle. This guy is going to get there.
Nice.
How's that?
So how far is it going to throw?
We're going to clear the canyon. Other side.
With just a few minutes remaining, the superchargers try to improve their catapult throw by raising it at the front.
And there's a bit of ancient Roman fighting talk from expert Anthony.
By Victus, it means no mercy.
These are probably the most dangerous machines we've ever put together on this show.
They're made out of junk, and they're designed to be weapons to project things. And as soon as that happens, you know, the whole safety factor is gone.
I'll start with the superchargers. What have they been able to get done here in this tinkering time?
They're frantically trying to reinforce their welds. That cable is going to be under considerable tension, and that can suck the whole machine together.
Let's check in with the High Flyers. What have they been doing?
They've added some more channels off to the side, so as the washing machine comes through, it's not likely to hit the frame. They've also got some outrigger cables, like where the whole thing blows over.
I've been working on the railroad.
Who's going through to the finals?
Well, I got to say, my money's still on the superchargers with the catapult.
You're a very consistent man. We'll see if you're right, sir.
Thank you, Tyler.
Okay.
Guys, you know, of course, we need to figure out who's going to fire first. And the judge has suggested that we fire off a crossbow. Ed, go for it.
Okay. We're in. Here we go.
Woo, nice shot.
Ho, on the line. Captain?
Okay.
Hey.
Look at that.
You got it.
Looks like the green
team's
got it.
We'll let you guys fire first.
All right.
It's all yours.
Off we go.
Great.
The High Flyers are the first to march into battle.
Well, here comes the real test, boys.
There's a lot of weight and a lot of force. It might just throw it really far. Very possible.
No.
Yeah, push it back till the chain's tight.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Our safety officers remove the trigger pin. The weapon is armed. The most dangerous machine ever to leave the junkyard is ready to fire.
Yeah.
And Rolf is the trigger man.
I don't think I can take this.
Didn't do much for you, Rob.
I'm going to go wait now.
Go. Okay, we're ready to go. Tyler to Karen, the course is clear. We're ready to go, and we're getting the HE double hockey sticks out of here. Goodbye.
Copy that, Tyler. Rolf, are you ready for your first flight?
I'm ready.
Okay, you may pick up your trigger. Stand by. And launch. Yeah! Yeah! All right. The High Flyers trebuchet passed with flying colors. It was an impressive first launch. So, how did they score? Go ahead, Tyler, we're standing by for the numbers.
All right, the official numbers of that first toss for the High Flyers is 48.
Ooh, yeah. Nice, thanks very much.
Are the High Flyers using enough weight as a counterbalance?
Well, I think that's something they can do. They can add more weight to the counterweight on it.
And, okay, give it a little more.
Yeah.
Now, guys, it makes me think your hook is too tight.
Yeah, a little too far before it releases.
Let's see if the superchargers can strike back.
All right, let's tension these. All right, we're going to winch up. Ooh, that sounds good.
Our safety officers arm the catapult.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Tyler to Karen, the course is clear. Bombs away.
Copy that, Tyler. Jason, are you ready for your first flight?
Ready for flight.
Stand by. Launch. Ooh.
Tyler to Karen, what's going on with the superchargers catapult?
Had too much slack in it.
And they are going to have to reset that cable and they feel much more confident for the next ones. The Superchargers catapult failed catastrophically. They've only got two more chances to get their laundry airborne.
Not near enough tension. We just now got all the slack out of the cables.
They're not pulling it tight enough? Is that the problem for the
Superchargers? It's a torsion spring. They need to rotate the cable on that and they haven't rotated it enough.
The High Flyers are preparing for their second fling.
That's gonna be 500 pounds with this guy in here. Put it in. Push it back. That's it.
What adjustments have you made between the first and second throws?
Well, we added about 500 pounds of weight to it, and we made our sling longer to the washing machine to the top of the trebuchet hook. And then we also
Rob bent that hook down so that we'd get a little quicker, faster release.
Yeah. I see this time that they're not actually winching it up. They've got a forklift over there.
Well, it took all four of them to cock the mechanism the first time. This time they've taken a four-wheel drive forklift.
The safety officers are pulling out the pin. The trigger is armed.
Bob, are you ready for toss number two?
Yes!
You may pick up your trigger. Stand by. Launch!
Oh, yeah! Yeah. Holy!
Nice!
All right!
The High Flyers hit hard with their second shot. It was a truly terrifying toss.
A nice improvement for the High Flyers.
Get this, 69 feet.
Hey!
Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, all right, let's pull them out.
The Superchargers are under attack.
All right.
So what sort of adjustments have you made over there?
Taking out some of the windings on the cable. We think that they were pretty tight. And we're going to release right when we come down this time so the energy doesn't get lost. Easy now. Go ahead, come on down. Okay. Flip.
All right.
Everybody clear.
We're losing tension.
And CJ is ready to do battle.
Stand by and launch. So the Superchargers have fired a blank again. They'll have to come up with a radical solution if they're going to hurl through to the final.
Well, the High Flyers are living up to their name, and the Superchargers, they're just shooting blanks. It all hinges on these final throws.
The boys in blue have shown that they're not called High Flyers for nothing. Their trebuchet tossed their washer 48 feet in their first try and 69 feet in their second.
The Superchargers seem to have run out of steam. Every time they've cranked up their huge torsion spring, the junkyard cable has stretched and lost tension. So far, their washing machine has gone nowhere.
It is better.
And now it's down to the final round of battle. It's the last chance for the Superchargers, but first up are the High Flyers.
Take all we can get. Yep.
Yep.
That's it.
What did you do before this third and final throw?
Well, we added about 300 more pounds, estimated 300 pounds, and we changed the finger like about an eighth inch on the end.
A last check by the safety officers, and the governor is ready to shoot.
So here you go, Governor Ed, are you ready for your third and final throw?
The High Flyers are ready.
Stand by and launch. Oh. Go, go, go! Oh,
come on, baby!
Go!
Oh, yeah!
Good
job!
Wow!
Yeah.
I was going to predict
that. I really was.
Nice!
All right.
The High Flyers' fine-tuning paid off. They can be proud of their last and most mighty toss.
Add some more salt to the wound.
72 feet!
Yes! Yes!
Copy that, Tyler. Yes. Very nice. Now, Superchargers, this time we're not going to rely on torsion. What are we going to do?
Tying off the arm completely so that it's almost rigid and using the winch at the far end, the high end, to use a springboard effect to just bend that tube back as far as we can and let it fly.
It's do or die for the Greens. Will Steve's idea to use the arm as a springboard catapult the Superchargers through to the final?
Let's loosen that top one up. That one down there on yours, as tight as you can get it, buddy.
They're pulling out all the stops,
right?
Anything.
Well, this is all they can try right now. They don't have a method of tensioning the torsion spring enough to actually get the washing machine off of the launcher.
This is it, man, our last chance, boys. Good. All right, start winching. You guys ready to shoot?
Superchargers, are you ready for your third and final attempt?
Yeah.
You got
it.
Stand by. Launch.
All right, go. It almost fell out.
Oh, 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 that's not good. Oh, 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 that's not good.
Oh! At least they flew.
Oh, well, good job, guys. We gave it our best effort, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be so disheartening for the superchargers. They had such high hopes.
And me. I thought this thing would go, 100 yards. That's terrible.
You're eating crow today, my friend.
I'm totally eating crow.
Oh, man.
It's a crushing defeat for the superchargers. The steel pipes weren't flexible enough to fling the washing machine, and the frame buckled under the huge force. Their desperate efforts only produced a pitiful 12 inches.
Few teams have gone against the advice of their expert, and even fewer have won. The High Flyers join these glorious few and soar through to the finals.
Well, Superchargers, you are a terrific team. You made it to the semifinals. Unfortunately, the catapult was a cantapult. But there you go. Nice job.
Thank you.
And of course, for every team that does not win, there has to be a team that does. And today, it's the High Flyers!
Yeah! All right.
So let's have it. Let's have it.
Okay.
Let them go.
Here we go.
Go.
Steve.
Oh, yeah. I deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
Get him. So it's all come out in the wash. The High Flyers have thrown their weight around, and they're on their way through to the Junkyard Wars final.
And sadly, the Superchargers have thrown in the towel. We'll see you next time.